This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Some 400 medical experts are meeting online and in person in Geneva, Switzerland, to come up with a way to fight the deadly coronavirus. The latest reports put the number of confirmed cases at more than 42,000 and the number of deaths at more than 1,000, mostly inside China. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the outbreak is a test of humanity's willingness to work together.
It's a test of political solidarity, whether the world can come together to fight a common enemy that does not respect borders or ideologies.
At a briefing on the coronavirus, Executive Director Michael Ryan says there's no evidence to support claims the virus could wreak global havoc.
When we look at disease outside China, we're dealing with less than 400 cases in 24 countries in over a month of transmission. Now, that does not mean that that won't escalate. It doesn't mean that that won't accelerate. But that is not, in that sense, an insurmountable problem.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has an early lead in the New Hampshire Democratic primary. It's the first Democratic primary of the 2020 presidential race.
Let us go forward. Let us have the largest voter turnout in the history of the New Hampshire primary. Let's win this thing. Let's transform America.
First returns give Sanders 28% of the vote. That was his voice you just heard, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg with 23%. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is third with 21% so far. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has 10% so far. Two candidates who are trailing behind, entrepreneur Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, announced on Tuesday they'll be dropping out of the race. You can find more on these and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.